Animated sequence. Daryl Film Distribution presents A Jet Plane Flies East. Title card. Love on the Danube. Map of Eastern Europe. A cruise boat on the Danube. The land is dotted with castles. A band plays under the stars in front of a cathedral. A choir in a church. Nazarene contractor. Wes Brown. A fountain in front of a building. A wedge of cake on a plate lands in the river. The cake changes to a piano keyboard. Musical notes emerge from the keyboard. The notes float above the cruise boat as it sails on. Title card. Love song. On board the Emerald Sun, the captain makes an announcement.
Welcome to Passau, the city of three rivers. Always young at heart, but one of the oldest cities in Bavaria. We hope you enjoy your cruise on the Emerald Sun.
Voiceover. I shouldn't have agreed to do this show.
Stanley wouldn't have asked if he didn't think he could do it.
He's a good friend.
Who happens to be one of the biggest Broadway producers.
You're on vacation, remember?
I'll just be a minute.
On the street in Passau, a dark-haired woman gets out of a car. She's on the phone.
Trisha, hi.
The contract has been sent out.
Intercuts.
But I'm sensing hesitation on their part.
A blonde woman in a corridor.
Why?
They're an old-school tour company, Sarah. Your pitch is too modern for their taste, with these apps and all these small wellness groups. They're about money, not meditation.
I think it's the future, but I can definitely tone down the original pitch.
Fine, but this one's on you if it doesn't work out.
Think about the promotion you're up for.
Yes, of course. Understood.
Older woman.
Does that woman ever give you a break? Can you just put that on airplane mode?
Sarah.
Mom, then I'll be out of office to out of work in 3, 2, 1, fired.
Next, Sarah and her mom board the Emerald Sun. Teddy greets them.
Welcome aboard. I'm Teddy, your cruise director.
Hello.
Feel free to ask any questions about the cruise.
Oh, Sarah.
Thank you, Teddy. I'm Sarah Matthews. This is my mother, Julia.
Hello.
We're with the theater group.
Our passengers are so excited. It's actually sold out.
Are our rooms ready yet?
Your cabins are ready. I have you in 205, and there's a walking tour of Passau today at 3, if you would like to join.
Julia.
Well, I'm sure Sarah would love to join the walking tour.
I would actually, thank you, after I tour the business center.
Julia, would you like me to put you down too?
No, I think I'd like to relax a little while.
There's tea and coffee in the Emerald Lounge. It's quite relaxing in there.
All that matters is that my daughter relaxes this trip. Mm-hmm.
Julia goes off. Sarah turns to Teddy.
Business center? That way?
Yeah.
Sarah sets her drink aside and goes off. Now two men enter the lounge. Another man is playing the piano. Younger man.
Hey, are you sure we have like an hour before the tour starts?
Older man.
I'm just filing my books today, Harry.
Yeah, I know, but there's just so much to see and do, you know?
Tomorrow.
Okay. You still want to do dinner?
Early seating?
Yeah, we can do early seating.
At the bar in the lounge, Julia is having a drink. Betty Stevenson joins her at the bar. Betty reaches out a hand. Betty.
Hi, I'm Betty Stevenson.
Julia.
Julia Matthews. Nice to meet you.
Julia Matthews, as in Broadway.
Yes. I'm surprised you know who I am.
Oh, I've seen every Broadway musical from the Palace to the New Amsterdam Theater and everything in between. Please tell me that you're here for the Broadway revival.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
And what brings you to the Danube?
Oh, I've been on this floating palace for over a year. They can't get rid of me.
To the barkeep.
The usual.
Now Sarah walks on deck dictating a text.
Going to do the final review now, period. We'll send over in 20 minutes.
She looks at her screen.
Minutes. Minnows. Come up with minutes. Minutes. Okay.
From a table, and the younger man watches her.
Set. Oh, seriously?
She holds her phone up trying to get service.
Oh, come on.
The younger man walks up behind her.
Come on.
Thumping her on purpose.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I love the dance moves. Our planned fishing expedition. Couldn't think about which one.
The internet is really spotty here.
Well, it's a good thing that cell phones are banned.
Seriously?
No, but they should be. It's just, it's vacation. No phone zone.
Deadlines are unavoidable. I take it you don't know where the business center is?
I'm afraid I don't. Probably won't find out. I'm Jack. Wilson.
Sarah Matthews.
Jack and Sarah shake hands.
You too.
Can talk typos later.
Maybe.
Sarah goes off.
That made no sense.
Jack rubs his forehead.
Oh,
now on a walking tour of the city. Tour guide.
Having been destroyed by the Great Fire in 1662, Paso was rebuilt by Italian architects who infused the city with a...
Sarah's still trying to send her text.
So feel free to say...
Jack's on the tour as well. Sarah falls to the end of the line. Jack.
So you're on this tour, but you're not really, like, on the tour.
Oh.
Sarah.
The vacation police are back.
You still trying?
No, you know what? I am almost ready to give up.
Oh. What do you do again?
The tour moves on.
I work for a marketing firm. We come up with high-end concepts for travel companies, tour groups.
Like the cruise?
Yeah, like the cruise. But I'm actually here on holiday with my mom, who's working really hard to get me to try and stop working. And if I could just get this pitch sent, I could try and enjoy my first vacation in 2 years.
Well, since we're no longer on the tour, let's go to a coffee shop. They have Wi-Fi there.
Caffeine and a connection? You're a genius.
I have moments.
Jack goes off, Sarah looks around.
Where did everyone go?
I don't know.
Next at a coffee shop that looks more like the interior of a cathedral, with pillars, flying buttresses, and high-arching ceilings. Jack brings a couple of cups of coffee to the table where Sarah's texting. Sarah.
All sent.
Jack.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
They clink their coffee cups.
So how'd you and your mom pick the Danube?
Oh, my mom is in a Broadway revival show in Budapest.
Really? She's a singer?
Yes.
Would I have heard of her?
Probably not. She was always just in the chorus on Broadway.
Okay. Where is she now?
Taking a nap. But I think it's more nerves, though. She hasn't performed in years. She actually tried to back out of the trip last minute.
My dad did, too. He told me all he needed was his golf clubs and me to stop pushing him to get out more.
Ah, well, it looks like we are in the same boat.
Yeah.
So, why the Danube for you?
He's a European history buff, and it's his birthday, and I wanted to surprise him. Been struggling a little bit. Mom passed a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Where are you from?
We live in Fairfield, Connecticut, so.
Oh. I live in Stamford, and my mom lives in Westport. Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah, we moved out of the city a little while ago. My dad also passed away, and we needed a fresh start.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. It's been a really rough go for my mom. She hasn't quite been herself.
You know, he's a bit of a music lover, and since we live in the same area and we're all here, do you want to maybe...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We should definitely introduce them. Yeah, maybe it'll... get her mind off the show and get her to stop focusing on my work.
We could use a friendly buffer.
Like a distraction?
Devious date.
Oh. Ideas?
Any chance you're having dinner on the ship tonight?
We are.
First seating?
Oh, my mom thinks the real party starts before sunset.
Yes. And he's angry that we don't get the early bird special, even though it's all inclusive.
Later that evening, back on board the ship, Sarah and Julia's stateroom. Sarah lays on the bed with her laptop open. Dressed for dinner, Julia checks herself out in the mirror. She wears a shiny silver dress with a white jacket. A scarf is wrapped around her neck. Sarah.
You ready?
Julia.
Yep.
Julia fixes the scarf in the mirror.
Mom.
Mm-hmm?
We're going to a restaurant, not snowshoeing.
You know, I get cold in air-conditioned restaurants, and this is my favorite outfit. This is vintage Halston. I love it.
No.
Sarah unties the scarf.
And since when do you care so much about what I'm wearing?
You just never know when you might meet someone.
Meet someone? Who am I going to meet?
She tosses the scarf.
I just mean that, you know, meet all sorts of people on cruises.
Sarah undoes Julia's top button.
You look beautiful, Mom.
Yes, with the button on.
Julia buttons her shirt.
Even with the button on.
Good.
Great, let's go.
Now Jack's cabin.
Hey.
Jack.
Oh, looking good.
His dad.
Are you sure I need to wear a tie?
Dressing for
looking
dinner.
Real good. Oh, I think you look great in a tie. Plus, you never know when you might meet someone.
Meet someone? What is this, the love boat?
Well, it is now. Thank you very much.
Next, they arrive in the dining room. Sarah and Julia enter. Jack.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah.
Hey, Jack.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. So do you, Jack.
Dad.
You two know each other.
We've been on the tour today. It's Andre, Sarah.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Andre shakes Sarah's hand.
And this is my mother, Julia.
Pleasure.
Julia shakes their hands.
Apparently, we all live in Fairfield County.
Small world. Mm-hmm. Well, very nice to meet you both.
You too.
Andre nods at Jack.
We don't want to keep you. We should get to our table, huh?
Sure.
The hostess.
This way, everyone, please.
It's
just us. We only have tables of four left. Those are reserved, I'm afraid. I hope you don't mind dining together.
Not at all.
No, that's great. To new friends.
Cheers.
Seated at their table for four, they drink wine. Julia.
So, Andre, what is it that you do?
Andre.
I'm a retired math teacher.
Math. My worst subject. I'm more right brain.
Sarah.
Oh, but Andre likes music too, right?
Mm-hmm. I ran the marching band program.
Oh, how fun.
Jack.
His band played in the Thanksgiving Day Parade every year.
Well, I must have seen you then. And do you get to many Broadway musicals being so close to town?
I'm more into plays.
Yeah. Julia nods.
Julie sang on Broadway. She's actually performing on this trip.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
It's okay. Not everyone's into show tunes. Sarah, however, is an accomplished pianist.
Sarah.
Is that right?
Well, I don't play much anymore. She's very, very good. What do you do, Jack?
I run a local paper in Easton.
The one that did the expose on the chemical plant?
That was my piece. I did the investigation.
That was an amazing piece.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually did marketing for The Villager after I graduated from Stern.
Really?
I love how small newspapers bring people together. They can be real advocates for change.
I agree. They are the backbone of the community.
Well said.
How's everyone's wine? Do you like it?
Oh, it's really good.
I'd actually like a whiskey. Excuse me.
Andre spills Julia's wine all over her white jacket. Julia jumps up.
No, okay. I'm good.
So it's okay. Oh my gosh, it's all.
You know what? I think I am gonna go get the stain.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm good. I'm gonna go back though and get the stain out. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll come with you.
No. I'll order room service. You stay.
I'm so sorry.
Have fun.
Julia goes off.
It's okay. I'll be right back. Mom, just wait.
Sarah follows Julia out. Embarrassed, Andre shakes his head. Jack pats Andre's hand. A little later, Sarah and Jack are up on deck. Sarah.
That was messy.
They lean on the railing. Jack.
That's what dry cleaners are for.
I'm not talking about the coat.
It's our first date. First dinner.
Dinner? You mean disaster.
I guess when you hadn't gone out with anyone in a really long time, you just get...
It takes a little time to warm up. We can do this.
I think so. Let the romance reboot.
Now in the lounge, Andre sits alone at the bar having a drink. Betty picks up her drink and approaches. Betty.
May I join you? You look like you could use some company.
Andre.
Bit of a rough night.
Oh, no. What happened?
I spilled wine on someone.
Please, that's nothing. My first night sitting at the captain's table, he was late, and when he came to greet us, I asked him for the menu. It was the uniform. I had no idea.
That is bad.
It's so embarrassing, right?
You're funny.
And you're smiling. Mission accomplished.
Thank you for that. I'm Andre.
Betty.
They shake hands.
Nice to meet you, Betty.
The next day, on board, the captain makes an announcement.
Vienna, the city of music. Get ready to waltz through centuries of culture and elegance along the Danube's graceful shores.
A rainy day, Jack and Sarah explore Vienna under an umbrella.
As the office turns.
Jack.
More work drama?
Sarah.
The tour company backed out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, my boss isn't. She's just mad. A lot was riding on that one. Mm. Oh, and please don't tell my mom I snuck out. She thinks I'm in the adjoining massage room right now.
Mom's the word.
I know. I sound silly worrying about what she thinks.
Not at all. Name someone who doesn't care what their parents think.
You too?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Dad and I, we don't see each other as much anymore, but I don't know. I guess the cruise was going to be interesting. May I?
Oh, thank
he
you.
He offers her an arm as they descend some steps.
Yes, a river cruise is an interesting choice.
So, more urgent topic. How's the coat?
Perfect excuse to go shopping?
That bad?
Yes, we have gone from vacation police to fashion police.
Well, for what it's worth, he said he had a great time.
Really?
After dinner at the bar.
Well, better than my mom. She said that she had fun scrubbing her dress because she finds cleaning to be cathartic.
Oh. Yeah.
What are we gonna do with those two?
Well, I think we wait till you're done working, and then we come up with a plan.
Hmm. Oh, maybe a day trip to Salzburg? Mom and I love the sound of music.
Now, that's up my alley, especially around Christmas time, but his not so much. What would you say to a Linzer Tort baking class?
Delicious, but she's allergic to nuts.
No.
She does love carrot rides, though.
He would be down for that. How does she feel about schnitzel?
Loves it.
Okay, I got it. Old town carriage ride after dinner.
Perfect. Yeah, I can spend the day with my mom, get her mood.
Great. Oh, and by the way, if you're shopping, his favorite color is blue, scent lavender.
Okay, copy. Oh, and mom, she loves a man in a dapper hat. You know, just like Frank Sinatra. Mm.
Yeah, I'm kind of loving this. Are we parent trapping?
Well, you know, there was a cruise in that movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, this might work. Fingers crossed.
Later, Sarah's walking with her mother. They enter an upscale clothing store. Sarah rubs her neck.
Oh.
Julia.
Didn't your massage fix that neck? It's all that typing you do.
Sarah types on her phone.
I didn't see you after in the relaxation
Sarah.
Room.
Oh, no, I went to get a coffee.
Sarah's glued to her phone.
Can you please put that down?
Yes.
Reluctantly, she pockets the phone.
So, Mom, I was thinking for later, how about a carriage ride and dinner with Andre and Jack?
Again? I barely know them.
Oh, well, Andre had fun last night.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's into you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sarah looks at an outfit.
Oh, Mom, this whole outfit would look amazing on you. Oh, you could wear it to dinner.
We're not going back to the ship.
So wear it out of the store.
Well, it's nice, but it's for someone younger, and blue's not my color.
Oh, excuse me?
Salesman.
Hello, I'm Stefan.
Hi, Stefan. We are interested in this whole outfit.
Oh, excellent choice.
Oh, no, it's not for me. It's for my mother.
I told you it's for someone younger.
You are never too old for style.
Stefan, high-five Sarah.
Right. See? Come on, just go try it on.
What?
It'll be 2 seconds.
Sarah looks at a scent bottle.
Thank you.
Now Jack and Andre are walking together. Jack.
So how do you feel about this being your first time here?
Andre.
Like, I can't believe it's taken me this long to get to Europe.
Oh, Sarah and Julie, they want to do something tonight. They were thinking a carriage ride.
Again.
I think she's into you.
Really? Even after the coat?
I'm as shocked as you are.
They enter a men's clothing store.
I wanted you to see some stuff in here.
The saleswoman greets them.
Hallo. Willkommen zu Herrenausstatters. Womit kann ich Sie helfen?
Sorry. We're American.
We have pork pie hats, top hats, bucket hats. Father and son.
Yes. And we are actually looking for a couple of fedoras.
We are.
Jack nods. Andre steps away to look at hats. Jack to the saleswoman.
You met a woman.
Oh, say no more. The diamond crown fedoras makes the ladies go wild.
Perfect.
Jack smiles. Back with Sarah and Julia. Julia looks at the outfit in the mirror. Sarah joins her. Sarah.
You look fantastic.
Really?
Stefan.
My Weiner records are jealous.
Guess I'll take it then.
Sarah spritzes lavender scent behind Julia.
What are you doing?
Don't you just love lavender?
Sarah continues spritzing behind her mom as they head out of the store. Now back at the men's store, Jack and Andre have fedoras. Andre.
Look at us, two guys in the town.
Jack.
You look like Sinatra in that hat.
Oh, thank you very much. I feel like it.
They exit the store. Now Sarah and Julia approach the carriage where Jack and Andre are waiting.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Andre.
You look beautiful, Julia. Love the blue.
Julia.
Thank you.
Is that lavender you're wearing?
Yes, it is. And that hat looks very dapper.
Sarah.
So,
motions to the carriage.
Shall we? Hmm? Oh, honey. I just really like to stay put for a while, I think.
No, but we all wanted to go together.
Do you know what I'd love? There's a concert up at the church we just passed.
That sounds very interesting. Would you mind if I tag along?
No, not at all. Okay, but what about dinner?
We have your location. We'll meet you there. Have fun.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, yeah. All right.
Andre and Julia go off. Jack and Sarah watch them go. Jack.
Not exactly as planned.
Sarah.
But with an unexpected twist.
Cool. You ready?
Yeah. So you got yourself a little present.
I did.
Now at the concert. Andre and Julia enter the cathedral. They stand at the back watching the choir. Andre holds his fedora in his hands. They discreetly take their seats in a pew. They listen to the choir. Meanwhile, Jack and Sarah ride in a carriage through the wet Vienna streets. Sarah.
If that's the look you're going for, yeah, it could work.
No, but wait, didn't we pass that twice already?
Jack.
We did. I asked our driver to take the long route. Give him a little more time.
Oh. I like the way you think.
She looks at the hat.
I'm really digging this new look.
You like this?
Yeah.
Jack touches the brim of the hat.
So how'd it go with your dad today?
Surprisingly, really well.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why is it a surprise? Are you not normally close?
I was closer with my mom. He was always wrapped up in the whole band life things.
Things better now that he's retired?
When I lived at home, we would just go through the motions. When I moved out, things got a little more distant, and after she passed, I rarely saw him.
But you're making the effort now. Like with this cruise.
Yes. Yes.
Things will get better.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. You and your mom seem very close. That's great.
Yeah, we are.
But it takes effort. And she thinks that I should be working less and spending more time with her.
Speaking of which, I want to ask you a question. Why do you work so much?
It's all part of my plan.
Oh, your plan?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to stay later than everyone else, and I have to come in on the weekends if I want to get ahead.
Okay, fair. Getting ahead, is that getting in the way of you enjoying yourself?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
What do you like to do for fun?
I go for a run every morning.
You run?
For fun. I do. I like it.
You need to be a little more adventurous, Sarah.
Now at a restaurant, Julia.
I have a feeling we've been stood up.
Andre.
Or maybe set up? You get the sense they could be up to something.
I don't think so.
They sit at a table. Jack and Sarah enter.
Hey.
They see their parents sitting at a table. Sarah.
They're smiling.
Jack.
Yeah, they are.
Julia.
Sarah knows I'm not ready to date yet.
Andre.
And I wouldn't know a setup if it came with a neon sign and an orchestra.
Jack and Sarah look on.
She laughed.
Andre.
Hey, I'm sorry about that comment I made about Broadway last night.
Well, Andre, it's fine.
You must be very talented.
Well, it's very kind.
Are you excited about your show?
I think nervous would be a better word for it.
Julia sips her wine.
I used to tell my band before big parades, let the music flow from your hearts, and we'll touch the souls of everyone who hears it.
Lovely.
And then just picture them in their underwear.
Jack.
Hey, by the way, I called the restaurant, gave him a credit card, and ordered dessert for him. Compliments of that gentleman, of course.
Nicely planned.
Thank you.
They do a hand clasp. Dessert is served. Andre.
We didn't order that.
Compliments of the gentleman.
Here we go.
Oh. Mm.
Julia's nonplussed. Sarah.
Oh, no.
Jack.
What?
Apple strudel.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Restaurant's famous for it.
No, my mom used to make it for my dad every Sunday.
Oh.
I can tell she's upset.
Andre.
Be okay.
Julia.
It's just, strudel was something that I shared with my husband.
I'm sorry.
This just triggered that memory.
I know how you feel. Like today when I smell the lavender?
Mm-hmm.
It instantly made me think of my wife.
It's bound to happen, right?
Yes, it is.
It's just how you deal with it.
Sarah.
What do you think? Should we go and save them?
Jack.
Nah.
The next day on board the Emerald Sun, the lounge, Teddy approaches Sarah. Teddy.
Good morning. Sarah.
Who has her laptop open on the bar.
How's the trip going?
Sarah.
Well.
She closes her laptop.
Work is pulling apart, and Jack and I have been trying to set up our parents, but every time we think they're connecting, there is an epic fail.
Have you tried something extra romantic?
Twice.
How about something relaxing? Does a trip leaving in a few hours to a thermal spa?
Oh, I'm not sure if that's my mom's thing.
Oh, it could get her out of her comfort zone.
Maybe.
And you and Jack?
Jack?
How are you getting along? He's very nice.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I think I'm gonna go for my run.
There's some excellent trails in Ringstrasse. Lots of iconic landmarks to take in.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you. And, Teddy, is it possible to have a gift sent to another cabin?
Of course. We can arrange that.
Perfect. I'll be in touch.
Sarah goes off. Now Andre enters his cabin. There's a bottle of whiskey with a note attached waiting for him. He picks up the whiskey. Andre.
This is the love boat.
Now Julia enters their cabin. There are flowers with a note waiting for her. She picks up the note and reads it. Now Sarah and Jack are out for a run. Sarah catches up with Jack. Sarah.
Jack.
Jack.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
They stop running.
You don't get this view back in Connecticut, huh?
No, you don't. So last night wasn't perfect, huh?
Oh, you mean it was the Picasso of imperfection.
They did smile, though.
True.
A little bit.
True.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I had some flowers sent up to your mom's room. I kind of felt bad, so.
I had whiskey sent to your room. I thought your dad could use a nice gesture after last night.
Does that mean we're doing this again?
Well, I haven't seen Mom out this much in years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, I vote yes.
Okay. But Teddy said there's a day trip to a thermal spa. I thought we could all go.
That's like those baths, right?
Yeah, I thought it might be relaxing.
His idea of relaxing is floating down a river with a koozie.
Okay, wait, let me ask my mom.
Sarah types a text.
Oh, she's in. She's even gonna buy a bathing suit.
I'll just surprise him.
Yeah, because that worked out so well last night.
Yeah.
Whew.
Done with your run or what?
No, I can go a little more.
Now Jack and Sarah return to the Emerald Sun. Jack.
Must say, you do not give up.
Sarah.
I know, I'm a bit annoying that way. It's like they...
Sarah checks her phone.
Oh, it's my boss. I'll meet you in an hour. Okay.
Sarah answers the call.
Hi, Patricia.
Patricia.
Sarah.
I need you to get me a new account.
I know, and I'm sorry. It's just that I've been here with my mom, and it's been a lot to juggle.
Juggle this. I don't care if you have to work 24/7. I need something new.
Sarah hangs up. Sometime later, the spa. Sarah.
Do you think they're gonna show up?
Jack.
I don't know.
They sit on a bench waiting.
How's your boss?
Oh, yeah. She expects everyone to be superhuman like her.
And so what do you do now?
I don't know. All I know is that I haven't worked all these years to strive for mediocrity.
And what's that mean to you?
Not living up to your full potential. Well, it's easy for you to ask that. You are the boss.
Well, yeah, but I didn't take over the paper to become the boss. I took over to help shape people's lives. Help these writers become writers for the Times or the Journal. I wanted to be different than all the bosses before me.
Wow. You sound nothing like mine.
Don't get me wrong, I expect excellence from my staff. That said, I also run a pretty laid-back ship. You can't have it all, Sarah.
He puts a hand on her knee. Now people come out of the spa wearing their bathing suits. Jack is with Andre. Andre looks at the bathers. Andre.
You can't be serious.
Jack.
This is the quintessential European experience.
Sorry, Kent. No bathing suit.
Oh, good thing I already bought one for you.
Jack produces a red bathing suit with pink pineapples on it.
You want me to wear pineapples?
Pink pineapples.
He gives Andre the bathing suit.
Pink pineapples.
I'll caddy for you for a month.
Andre slaps Jack on the back.
You're on. Let's go get him.
European caddy.
Jack and Andre go off. Sarah.
Mom, are you ready?
Coming.
Waits outside the change room. Julia steps out.
I thought you were buying a bathing suit.
In a huge
robe. Did you see the suits they were selling? They were like macrame.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm fine like this.
They head into the spa. Andre's in the water.
Hey.
Andre.
I could have used a 2-for-1 deal with that robe. Instead, I got stuck with pink pineapples. Thank you very much, son.
Jack.
Are they pineapples or palm trees?
Are they palm trees?
Are they pineapples?
They're pineapples.
You guys getting in?
Sarah.
Yeah.
Julia.
No.
Aw.
Oh, come on.
Sarah removes her towel and steps into the pool.
Ooh. Nice.
She joins Jack.
You know what that is?
This is so soothing. That's what it is.
It's the minerals.
Hey!
Julia flicks water at them.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, you think you're... Uh-oh.
Aggressive.
They all start splashing each other.
Oh, my God.
Later, back in the spa lobby.
Hey guys, we're going to take a look around.
Yeah, you two kids have fun.
All right, you too.
Dressed in their robes, Jack and Sarah walk off together. Andre and Julia are left on the chaise lounges. Andre.
You do realize they are trying to set us up, right?
Julia.
Yeah. I didn't think Sarah would do that to me, but now I'm not so sure. Those flowers that came this morning, they didn't come from you, did they?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
The whiskey?
Mm-mm. You're lovely, Andre. But I'm just not ready yet. I think you understand.
I've been enjoying getting to know you. You're a pretty special woman.
Thank you.
They touch hands.
You know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones having a moment.
You noticed mm-hmm. that too, huh?
I just don't think they realize it.
Maybe we could help them.
Like reverse parent trap?
Why not?
Why not?
They drink their drinks.
I don't think they know what they're in for.
Now with Jack and Sarah. Jack.
I'm playing golf with him when we get back. I haven't done that in like a year.
Sarah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see her show.
Me too.
So really, she was a Broadway singer?
Yes, she was in the chorus.
Wow.
But she should have been the lead. Her voice is incredible.
Why wasn't she, you think?
When I came along, she couldn't do it all. It's sad. Imagine having the ability to make it big and not being able to realize that dream.
Well, maybe making it big means different things for different people, you know? You ever asked her about it?
No, not directly. Are you always this thoughtful with everyone?
No. Just people I really care about.
They stop walking.
Are you and your dad going on the Schönbrunn Palace tour?
We are.
Oh, us too.
Before we go, should we take another dip?
Why not? They won't miss us.
No.
No.
The next day, Schönbrunn Palace. A tour group enters a gilded salon. Julia, Sarah, Andre, Jack, and Betty are among the group. A small group is gathered around the piano listening to the music. Large crystal chandeliers hang from the ceiling.
Wow.
Julia.
This place is stunning.
Betty enters and takes a seat.
Should we go over to the piano?
Andre.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Andre and Julia take a seat.
Wow.
Jack.
Been there a long time already.
Very cute.
Sarah.
You know, after his very first concert here as a kid, at only 6 years old, Mozart jumped into the lap of the Empress and started hugging and kissing her.
Wow.
He was a star after that.
Imagine life changing in an instant.
That moment that you made it.
When's that for you?
CEO. No, president.
Okay.
Either one.
So kind of like your boss? I mean, you said she's, what, superhuman?
Mm-hmm.
Does she talk about, like, her kids and her family and stuff?
No, but
no.
I don't really know her that well.
No, okay.
Actually, no one does.
Sarah looks up at Jack.
Do you want to get a drink?
Red or white?
Bubbles.
Oh, there we go.
They exit the salon.
I'd have one of these. Thank you.
Later, the palace bar, Andre sits alone at a table. Betty approaches. Betty.
Andre.
Andre.
Betty.
Want some company?
Please.
Betty takes a seat.
So, what are you doing sitting here all alone?
I walked a friend to the shuttle. She wanted to get back to the ship. But the day is not over. I figured I'd take it all in for a little while longer.
It is a beautiful place, isn't it? So, who's your friend?
Long story, but my son and her daughter are trying to set me up with her. She's here for a Broadway show.
Julia.
You know her.
I am such a fan. She's incredibly talented.
She's a lovely woman.
So, are you interested?
I don't know what I want anymore. My wife died. I could have been a better husband. There's a lot.
You know the wonderful thing about our age? We have nothing but time on our hands. Time to fix our mistakes. Time for second chances.
Jack.
It's beautiful.
Sarah.
It's wonderful.
Did you ever perform?
Piano? Recitals as a kid. I guess my mom gave me the music gene. I used to find playing the piano so relaxing.
You think you'd want to get back into it?
Maybe I will. Yeah. I wonder where my mom is.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen my dad in a while.
Well, wherever they are, I'm sure they're together.
I'm sure they are.
Later that evening, back at the boat, Sarah.
Thank you for walking me back.
Jack.
Oh, you're welcome. I had a blast.
Me too.
It's Dad's birthday tomorrow, and I booked him that private tour at the National Library, and I was wondering if maybe you and your mom wanted to go.
Oh, are you sure you want us tagging along?
Are you kidding me? Your mom's my secret weapon.
They stand on the deck.
This cruise is way better than expected, and that's because of you. So thank you.
I could say the same to you.
Also, I'm gonna go for a run tomorrow morning. Wanna join me? Since we'll both be there.
Yeah, I would.
Great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I should go check on my mom. Make sure she's okay. Yeah.
Good night, Sarah.
Good night, Jack.
Sarah goes off. The next day. Dressed for a run, Sarah exits the cabin section into the reception area. Teddy greets her. Teddy.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, morning, Teddy. You going for a run?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Jack.
Actually, I wanted to talk to Jack this morning to ask if you'd like to come to
the
captain's table for dinner tonight to celebrate his dad's birthday.
Oh, we would love to. Thank you.
How's it going?
His dad and my mom are finally getting along great.
Actually, I went with you and Jack.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice.
Teddy nods.
See ya.
Now on land in Vienna, Jack and Sarah are on their run. They walk. Jack.
Never gets old here.
Sarah.
And the air feels amazing.
Company, too.
You know, I was reading about the library on the ship.
Yeah.
I think I found something special for you to do for your dad.
I'm all ears.
Logan?
Ratio.
Next in the spectacular Austrian library. The library is breathtakingly beautiful with many levels and thousands of books. The spectacular dome fresco painted by Daniel Bran. Jack, Sarah, Andre, and Julia enter the library. Andre.
This is a 15,000 volume collection of Prince Eugene of Savoy, bound in Moroccan leather.
Julia.
Who was Prince Eugene?
He was one of the most successful military commanders of his time. He was also very short, under 5 feet. So he was banned from the French military.
Sarah.
Well, how did he overcome that?
He fled the country, disguised as a woman, and convinced the emperor in Vienna to let him join the military.
Wow. You know your European history.
Uh-huh.
You want to tell me some more?
I see some first editions over there.
Let's go.
Andre and Julia go off. Sarah to Jack.
Would you look at those two?
Yeah, from awkward to effortless. He's had an absolute blast. Thank you very much for this.
Of course.
Another room in the library. Daniel Grand's Allegory of Peace Ceiling. A librarian greets them.
Hello. I'm Johanna, and welcome to the music room of our library.
She leads the group of four through the room.
We have thousands of pages of sheet music from composers like Beethoven, Mozart, choir books from the 15th century, and of course our opera libretto collection.
Amazing.
And I understand we have a birthday?
Andre.
Yes.
Please take a seat.
They all take a seat at a table. A book lays on the table in front of Andre.
This is a book with sheet music from the Gugan Musik, which is one of the oldest marching bands in the world and from the Almanach region of Austria.
Johanna reaches out and opens the book. On the front page is a certification certificate and Andre Wilson's name.
Thanks to your son, your name will be forever displayed on the book.
Julia comes to look at the book.
Your generous contribution will help us preserve it.
Andre stares at the book appreciatively. To Jack.
No one's ever done anything like this for me before.
Jack puts a hand on his father's shoulder. Jack.
Glad you like it.
I love it.
Sarah's idea. I just arranged it.
Thank you. Both of you.
Sarah smiles and nods.
How about the photo?
Oh, this one's all about father and son.
Okay.
Jack and Andre turn around and pose for a photo. Jack and Andre embrace.
Love you, son.
You too.
Sarah looks on. With ungloved hands, Andre turns the pages of the book. Later that night, the captain's table. Captain.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining my table tonight.
Sarah.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. I hear there's a birthday on the ship tonight.
Julia.
Andre.
Andre.
Too much fuss, but thank you.
Please raise your glasses to Andre. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Andre.
So, how's everyone enjoying the cruise?
Betty.
Best one yet.
Teddy.
You say that every time.
Everyone's very excited about the show in Budapest.
It's going to be a wonderful evening.
Julia is fantastic. Your first show was Woman of the Year, and you played Helga, the German housekeeper.
Wow. I can't believe you remember that. And how I pulled that one off, I'll never know.
Now, the main character, Tess, valued her marriage over her career, and yet, at the end, seemed to have somehow had it all.
Did you ever play the lead?
No, no, only the chorus.
Oh, but she should have been the lead.
Oh, but I can tell you the soloist is fantastic.
Oh, I would love to hear you sing, Juliet. You know, there's a piano in the lounge. Do you think we might be able to maybe get a little sneak preview?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Mom. Come on, it could be fun.
Jack.
Sarah could play the piano.
Great idea.
Yeah. I used to play for my mom when she'd rehearse a new show.
That's right, she did.
I'm in.
All right. One.
Bravo.
So.
Now in the lounge, Sarah's at the piano. Julia sings.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw you, I fell.
Betty sings with her.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. And it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine. Till the end of the line.
Betty hugs Julia. Sarah blows her mom a kiss.
Welcome to Dürnstein. It's considered to be one of the most beautiful small towns in Austria, home to the country's oldest winery estate.
Now at the winery in Dürnstein. Jack.
2,000 years of the Roman Empire.
Sarah.
You know, I once read that men think about the Roman Empire several times a week, but that can't be true.
Oh, yeah. Makes total sense.
Really?
I mean, they built a world-dominating society, and they had gladiators. How cool is that?
Jack and Sarah walk with their wine.
All right, you ready to go underground? I'll protect you.
Who says I won't protect you?
After you.
They descend the stairs to the wine cellar.
Down here is miles of these tunnels and tens of thousands of bottles. It's really the perfect temperature for wine.
There are barrels and barrels of wine.
Here.
Sarah gives Jack her phone.
Oh. Take a picture of me?
Got it.
Okay.
She poses in front of a barrel holding up a glass of red wine.
Oh, wait, oh, we got something right.
Jack brushes something off Sarah's cheek with his thumb. He steps back and snaps a photo.
Wait.
He brushes her cheek again with his thumb.
You know something funny? Say cheese.
Cheese.
I got it the first time.
You did.
They walk deeper into the barrels.
Ridiculous.
Betty and Teddy walk through the winery. At a table, Andre and Julia enjoy a glass of wine. Andre.
Are you feeling better about the show after last night?
Julia.
I should be. But I woke up this morning ready to tell my producer that my house is on fire and I need to go home.
You know, Adele once ran down a fire escape so she wouldn't have to perform.
Yeah, smart lady. She ran away.
And she went on to sell out concerts around the world, so.
I haven't sung on stage in years. My husband Charles never missed a show.
You're lucky you had that kind of relationship.
You weren't close with your wife?
I focused so much on my work. And then one day, Lucy was gone. My biggest regret was not spending more time with her. Our relationship just faded.
I had all that quality time with Charles. He's gone. Gets lonely.
Well, you have good memories, a daughter who loves you, and a new friend.
Yeah, I do.
Now Jack and Sarah return upstairs. They spot their parents chatting.
Oh.
Sarah.
Wow. My mom and your dad seem so deep in conversation over there.
Jack.
I haven't seen him talk to someone for that long in a long time.
Same here.
Yeah.
My mom never opens up to me like that.
Maybe it's just their shared experiences, you know, make it a little easier for him.
I think that's part of the reason she's so nervous about the show. My dad not being here.
Now she has you.
And she's just in the chorus again.
Yeah, you've mentioned that a few times about the show. Is that bothering you?
Like I said, she didn't realize her dream.
Maybe it's something more than that.
I guess I feel some guilt that I'm the reason for it. So, I promised myself that I wouldn't let anything hold me back.
Like having a family?
Well, I'd need a husband for that first.
Sarah walks off drinking her wine. Now Sarah and Julia are in a Dernstein store. Julia.
You and Jack are getting along nicely.
Sarah.
Well, so are you and Andre. We're just friends.
What? But I thought you
two... We know what you two have been up to. We're happy to be friends. But he raised a wonderful son. Sarah, I see the connection between you two.
Okay, Mom, we are just friends, too.
Yeah, I may be Mom, but I'm not clueless. Oh, Sarah, look at this.
Julia looks at a silver pendant.
This is vintage.
With a ruby teardrop.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Let's get it. No, no, no. I have too many things already. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever regret not going further in your career? Watching all those other women play leads?
A lot of those leads were jealous of what I had.
How so?
Oh, I had it all. I had family, I had a steady job. I was in love with both sides of my life.
I'm so glad you told me that.
You know this.
No. I always felt like I held you back.
I was an independent woman, and having you was the best thing I ever did.
I love you.
I love you.
You know you're always a star in my book.
Sarah wipes a tear.
Are you going to come to the castle tonight?
No, I think I'm going to head back to the ship and relax a bit.
Okay, I'm going to go meet Jack now. But I'll see you for dinner, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Jack.
Richard the Lionheart.
Walks down a street with Sarah.
Rebelled against his father, Henry II.
Sarah.
Another reason to make nice with your dad.
True.
Sarah checks her phone.
It's my boss.
Can I answer it?
Yes, unless I want to be locked in a proverbial tower.
And is that the worst that could happen?
Probably. I'm not answering it. So that's what it feels like to be your own boss.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's her again.
What's she saying?
She says if I don't find a new client, I can kiss that promotion goodbye.
They stop walking.
Well, as I see it, you have two choices. You can go back to the ship and work, or...
They stand before the door.
You go through that door.
Of the Dernstein Castle.
Have an amazing day.
Sarah looks up. Now inside the castle.
Wow, look at this place.
Jack.
So you made a pretty good choice?
Sarah.
Feels good, yeah.
Okay, well, it's now officially a cheat day, and we're gonna do some cake tasting.
Why not? Well, thank you.
They take their seats at a long table.
Hello.
Thanks.
Hello.
The host.
Hello, group. I am Lucas. We have four different kinds of torts for you to try today. We have the apricot almond tort, the raspberry tort, the chocolate espresso nut tort, and the mint chocolate tort. Now, I want your palate to savor every bite, to really feel those flavors, all right? Please.
Jack and Sarah tap their forks together.
Cheers.
All right.
Jack samples the mint tort.
Mary Antoinette would be rolling in her grave right now.
That's right.
Sarah, the raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas. That's it, ma'am.
It's not at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jack tries some of Sarah's.
Mm-hmm. How's this?
Okay. Mm.
They continue the tasting.
Let me try this. So... can't take you anymore.
Them together is really good. Hey, Lucas, can we get another slice of the mint, please?
Yes, it looks like you've already tried the mint chocolate tort, sir, and it's one slice only.
It's tough crowd. Tough crowd. It's just that my fiance and I...
Sarah looks at Jack.
...having a tough time choosing between the mint and the, fudge raspberry, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, our brides, you know. Can't make up their mind.
Well, we are not a bakery, sir. There are a number of places in town that do weddings, so I suggest you try that.
And we could just get, you know, married here.
Oh, today. I love it when you're impulsive. Right. My little teddy bear.
They nuzzle each other. Lucas makes a face.
Sir, the wait is sometimes years for weddings here.
Oh, that's a long time. We should just go to the courthouse then.
Oh, we could go with our cake slices.
Yeah, just to-go box.
Lucas is appalled.
To-go box.
Bit.
One will be good.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Lucas goes off haughtily.
No!
Jack feeds Sarah some tort.
What are you thinking?
Oh, she's having fun. But okay, a hypothetical question. Mm-hmm. You're getting married. Which flavor are you going
Jack
with?
Jack carries the to-go box.
Buttercream vanilla.
So boring. That's a deal breaker.
What?
That's a deal breaker.
Well, what would you choose?
It's obvious. Mint chocolate. It's the only choice.
Oh, my gosh. Mint chocolate.
Back on the ship. Jack and Sarah join Andre and Julia on deck.
Chocolate tort or...
Julia.
No, hi. No, I'm serious.
How was the castle?
Jack.
Fantastic.
Sarah. We actually had the best time cake tasting, and we brought you back some.
Yeah. Aww.
Help us pick out a wedding flavor.
Excuse me?
What? Cake guy. Thanks for getting married.
Andre.
Why?
It's because I said we were.
Jack may have suggested that we were together because he wanted more cake.
This guy.
You know, only people Jack feels really comfortable around are lucky enough to see his prankster side.
Oh.
Sarah looks at Jack.
I feel lucky then.
Later that night, the captain.
Üdvözöljük. Welcome to Budapest. As we sail into port, you can see the iconic parliament building with its golden crown and grand staircase. It won't disappoint.
The next day in Budapest, Sarah sits at a table in an outdoor cafe with her laptop open. Jack approaches her table. Jack.
Thought your boss would have you locked up in a tower somewhere.
Sarah.
Hey.
Jack sits.
No, she just blocked the elevator up to the proverbial one.
Well, you know, there's plenty of ways to the top. Mm. Personally, I don't think you need her.
Unfortunately, I do, Jack. And in fact, I just found this interesting company, and I think I'm going to take the idea to her. Look, they're new. They do boutique hotels with a music theme across Europe, and they're not partnered with the tour company yet. And get this. The CEO is here in Budapest, so I just cold emailed him.
This looks great. Best of luck.
Thank you. Do you want a coffee or a tea?
I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Hang on. Sorry. Oh my gosh, it's him.
I'll leave you alone.
No. Just.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna go find my dad. See what he's up to.
Okay. Thanks.
Jack goes off. She takes the call.
Sarah Matthews? Yes, Mr. Kovach. Thank you so much for responding to my email.
Now Jack's with Andre. Jack.
You up for a coffee?
Andre.
Yeah.
They head for the cafe. Jack.
So when we get back home, this means I have to clean your shoes too after I caddy for you?
Andre.
Part of the deal.
Now they sit at a table with their coffees.
This is nice, right? Spending some time together.
Yeah. Why didn't you bring me on this cruise?
Do you remember that Father's Day story that we ran in the paper? Mm-hmm. About the father and son, the parents were divorcing, and he made him a promise that he felt so bad that he was going to call him every single day. And he did. For 35 years.
Wow.
I thought to myself, you know, what are we doing? We live 10 minutes from each other and we barely speak.
Jack, I'm so sorry. I wasn't the greatest father.
I deserve some blame in that.
You were a kid.
I know I was a kid, but I was a kid and then I grew up. And I had a choice to make something of this, make something of you and I.
I wasn't there for you or your mother.
She really loved you. She understood your passion a lot more than I did. And I remember how excited she got about going to the football games, about seeing your band play. She was proud of you. I'm proud of you. It's not too late for us.
Thanks for saying that, son. I want that second chance.
Me too. Love you.
I love you too. And son, any fool can see. You got it bad for Sarah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Next, the ship's reception area. Teddy catches up with Sarah.
Sarah! You look nice.
Sarah.
Oh, thanks, Teddy. I just had a business meeting. Oh, if you can just keep that between us, please.
Of course. How did it go?
Really well. Things are finally looking up on the work front.
That's nice to hear. Jack was looking for you a little earlier.
Do you know where he is?
I think he was in the lounge.
Oh, okay, great. I'm just gonna go change.
Sarah turns to go.
Sarah!
Yeah?
Sarah turns back.
He likes you.
No, we're just friends.
Are you?
Sarah looks unsure. Sarah enters the lounge.
Hey.
Jack greets her.
Hi.
Teddy said you were looking for me?
Yeah, you wanna sit down?
They sit at a table.
Any chance you're free for dinner tonight? I know it's a pretty special place.
Sure. Sounds great.
Good.
But I should probably check with my mom. And your dad?
No need. They're in a car right now. I'm on my way to dinner.
Their idea?
Their idea.
You know they're onto us, right? I didn't think my mom was ready.
Guess she changed her mind.
Later that evening, a restaurant in Budapest, New York Palace. A wandering violin player moves through the tables. He passes by Jack and Sarah's table.
Wow.
Sarah.
This is an amazing spot.
Jack.
You know, up until this point, everything's been about our parents, so I wanted you to have your own special memory.
Well, I've had so many great ones with you on this trip, but this is so thoughtful. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So how about a toast to... barely bathing suits. To all my corny jokes.
Yes. Oh, and must not forget our romance complete with wedding tort.
To wedding tort. And the courthouse is just across the street.
I should also tell you that I landed that account with that CEO in Budapest.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually really loved my idea of pairing the music-themed hotels with music tours. And we started talking, and all these ideas just clicked. And Patricia was thrilled. She said the promotion's all but mine.
Congratulations, sir. That's fantastic. Your persistence paid off. I still think, though, that you could do something great from home.
You know, Teddy said something to me right before I saw you.
Yeah.
She said that, she thinks that we should be more than friends.
I think Teddy is right.
Jack.
Oh. Sarah looks sad.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm still trying to figure out everything.
And you should. I get that. You should take time for yourself. Take time to travel. Maybe even see what it's like to get home to an early dinner.
And I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate what you said about us. I just don't feel like now is the right time.
Now back on the ship. Sarah and Julia's cabin. Sarah.
Mom, I got us some coffee.
She enters with a coffee tray. There's a note. Gone to Hero Square to think. Sarah takes out her phone and makes a call.
Hi, it's Julia. Leave a message.
Hi, Mom. I just saw your note. I hope everything's okay. Call me.
Sarah hangs up. A little later, Sarah arrives at Hero Square. She finds Julia sitting alone on a bench. Sarah approaches the bench. Sarah.
Hey.
Julia.
Oh, hi. There you are.
Sarah sits beside her.
I'm sorry, I should have told you. I woke up this morning with a little panic attack, so just needed some air.
This is about the show, isn't it?
Julia nods.
Yeah. But also a lot of things that just hit me all at once. But it's okay. It's okay. This trip has been good for us. I've actually had the best time with you.
But you're still doing the show, right?
I don't know. I just... Should I be doing something that causes me this much anxiety? Maybe my time on the stage has passed. And that's okay.
Didn't you always tell me that if you're doing something that makes your heart beat a little faster, then it's probably right?
No. That was when your father was still here.
Oh, yeah. He's still here.
I know.
I mean, he may not physically be here, but when you look out in that audience, you'll see him. You'll see him in that guy who claps too loud. Or stands a little taller during the standing ovation.
Yeah.
He'll be with you in his own way.
Here.
I got something for you.
For me?
Yeah?
Sarah hands Julia a velvet box. Julia opens the box to find the ruby pendant inside.
I can't believe you got me this.
Medieval Europeans wore rubies to guarantee success.
Sarah fastens the pendant around Julia's neck.
Okay. There. Let me see.
Thank you.
Oh. It's perfect on you. I know I miss him too, right? Just as much as you do.
Oh, honey. I've been so busy feeling sad for myself, I never take the time to ask you how you're doing.
It's been really hard. But I feel so much better when I'm with you.
But you're always so busy.
I know. I know. And I need to start putting you first. I want to spend more time with you.
Well, maybe we could start with Sunday dinner. My place, your place, wherever you want.
Julia holds Sarah's hand.
Deal.
So, how's it going with Jack?
I'm not sure it's going anywhere.
You know we're both rooting for you.
You're good together, Sarah.
I hear you. But a more urgent matter. Are you gonna do the show or not? We have to let Stanley know.
It is just the chorus. I guess I could handle that.
Yes, you can! Oh, you're gonna be so good. I know you are.
Julia holds the ruby.
You're the best.
She strokes Sarah's cheek. Later, the Budapest Theater. A man speaks to the dancers.
No. All the steps are there. All right, so this is just your playing space. I just want you to free up.
Julia enters.
At the end of the central circle, what happened? Was it just the mistiming thing?
Julia.
Anyway, Stanley. Don't worry.
Stanley turns to Julia.
Julia! Oh, so good to see you.
I have missed you so much.
They embrace.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for asking this. I don't know what I am anymore.
Stop it, you're fabulous. How's the cruise been?
An adventure.
I want to hear all about it at the after party.
Got it.
So, we have an area for you.
Oh, lovely.
All set up backstage.
This way?
This way. Where's Sarah? Sarah's coming, right?
Yes, she'll be with us soon.
Wonderful. Love you.
Love you.
Stanley blows Julia a kiss. Julia heads backstage.
Okay, I think that's a coffee break, everybody.
Later that evening, the Budapest Theater. The audience takes their seats. Backstage, Sarah makes her way through racks of costumes. She finds Julia seated at a dressing table doing her makeup. Sarah.
Hi.
Hey.
Julia.
How you doing?
Well, you know you're really stressed when you start getting on your own nerves.
It's okay. Remember what I told you. And I'll be right here, too.
What would I do without you?
You got this.
Do.
Stanley enters.
Oh, hi. How's it looking out there?
Stanley.
Good. But we have a slight problem.
What?
Flora called in sick. And she can't do the opening solo, so...
Don't say it.
I need you.
Julia stands.
Stanley? I can't.
Julia starts to walk away. She wears a dramatic black gown.
I got a packed house out there, and you're the best singer I have.
I am not a lead.
But you
should have been.
Julia turns away.
You fought being the lead every step of the way.
She turns back.
Because we all have a part to play.
How many years have I known you?
Too many.
Well, this I know. You were born to do this solo.
Please say yes.
Take a few minutes.
Jack and Andre enter. Andre.
Hope it's okay. We came back to say hi. We wanted to wish you the best for the show.
Of course. And thank you for the beautiful flowers.
Did I hear solo?
I can't do it.
Julia sits. Jack.
Julia.
Crosses to Julia at the dressing table.
I just want to let you know how impressed we have been with you. The fact that you've accomplished everything you have and you did it on your own. Now you're here. It's your time to shine. We'll see you on stage. Whatever you decide to do.
Jack and Andre exit.
Hey.
Sarah follows Jack.
Thank you for that.
Jack exits. Jack and Andre enter the theater, taking their seats in the front row. Andre.
I think Sarah really appreciated what you said to Julia.
Jack.
Meant every word.
Don't let this slip through your fingers. Love is fleeting. I learned that the hard way with your mother.
She said it wasn't the right time, so.
And you're gonna let that stop you from trying?
Now Stanley steps out onto the stage. Stanley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Theater, one of the oldest theaters in Hungary.
And tonight is going to be the stage for the city's first ever Broadway revival. I left Budapest as a young boy, and it is my honor to be back, bringing you my passion, Broadway. Thank you. And thank you all for helping me make this possible.
Betty is also in the audience. Silhouetted against the backdrop, Julia steps out onto the stage. The light slowly comes up on her. Her waist-length raven black hair flows loosely. Her heavy, long-sleeve, floor-length black dress is buttoned up to the neck. Julia.
Hello, everyone.
She wears large, glittering earrings.
I'm more than a little surprised to be standing here on my own tonight. It certainly wasn't the plan. Was it Stanley?
Stanley waves from the house.
The song I'll be singing is a love song. But it's also a song about possibilities. If you're willing to open your heart to them.
Julia sings.
There's a place for us.
Stage. Now Sarah goes backstage. Sarah.
Amazing. Did you see how much the audience loved you?
They embrace.
It felt good. It felt
Julia.
Really, really good.
Sarah hugs her mom again.
Of course it did.
Next, Stanley steps back on stage.
Wow.
Stanley.
I want to thank you all for coming tonight. You've helped us make this such a success. I think we're going to do it again. And, I want to take a moment to thank an old friend. Julia Matthews, everyone, a Broadway legend.
Julia comes out on stage. She gets another standing ovation. Julia and the other musicians link hands and take their bows. They all go off stage together. Backstage. Julia regards herself in the mirror. Stanley approaches. Stanley.
Born to be a star.
Julia.
Stanley.
You ready to party?
Oh, I am so ready for that glass of wine.
They head off. Now with Sarah and Andre. Sarah.
Hey, where's Jack?
Andre.
I felt really bad about how things were left with you two.
Oh. Is he coming to the after party?
I don't think so. He went back to the ship. He really likes you, Sarah. I hope you two can make it work. You've made my son really happy. And I would love to see you back in Connecticut.
I'd like that, too.
Good luck with whatever you decide.
Thank you, Andre.
Sarah hugs Andre.
Oh.
Andre goes off. Now at the after party. Julia introduces Stanley to Betty. Stanley.
Is this the one you told me about?
Yeah. Julia.
Betty. This is Stanley.
Oh.
Betty.
Please, no introduction needed. You are a legend.
No, you are. You are.
Thank you. You're a Broadway fan, I take it.
Oh, she's our amazing Broadway fan. I'll see you in a bit.
Julia goes off.
Yes, what's your favorite musical?
One of yours, actually. Take a Bite Out of the Big Apple.
Yes.
That scene where Tiffany just misses Tom in Times Square, and then they meet again 1 year later on Long Island in the bakery. It is just so good.
Where are you from, Betty?
Pittsburgh. Culturally, a long way from New York.
Well, I'm from Hungary, so that makes two of us.
They clink glasses.
I'm so excited that you're going to be doing more of these concerts.
You know, I heard such great things about the cruise from Julia. I booked myself on the next one.
Well then, we're going to be seeing each other. I'm on it too.
Seriously?
Oh, yes, seriously.
Well, I've taken a lot of cruises. I have a feeling it could be the best one yet.
Oh, Stanley. That's my line.
Betty and Stanley go off together. Now Sarah's alone at a table. Julia joins her. Julia.
I'm sorry, honey.
Sarah.
It's okay, Mom. I mean, we met on a cruise.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about liking each other until last night. What did I think was going to happen?
Don't be too disappointed.
Oh, Mom. I want you to go and enjoy yourself.
Have fun. You deserve it.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm just going to pop back to the boat and pack, though, okay?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
All right.
As Sarah's about to leave the party, Jack enters. Sarah.
Jack. You came.
Jack.
I wasn't going to leave without saying goodbye. I've learned one really important thing on this cruise, and that's to never leave anything unresolved.
What does that mean?
It means I don't care if you work 24/7. I don't care if you work weekends. You could run the company if you want. But I know one thing. I want this.
I'm so glad you said that. Because when I realized you left the theater, my heart just sunk. And in that moment, I knew I want this too.
You walk into a room and I can't help but smile. There's a million things I could say to you right now, but the one thing I want to say is I just want to be with you.
I want to be around you too. And I decided something today. If I'm telling my mom to get out on that stage when she's panicking on the inside and she does it in the most beautiful and eloquent way, then I better have the courage to do the same.
What does that mean?
I'm saying goodbye to Patricia and starting my own company. Thank you for believing in me.
I'm so proud of you.
Jack kisses Sarah. They step back and look at each other.
Best cruise ever.
It really is.
Jack and Sarah go off arm in arm. The Emerald Sun the next day. The captain.
Until next time, safe travels home.
Andre and Julia enter the reception area. Teddy and the captain greet them.
Oh, hello.
Teddy.
It was so nice to have you on board. We hope you enjoyed your
Julia.
Stay.
Julia.
Just so great to have this time with Sarah and
to meet Jack and Andre.
Captain.
We like to think our cruises inspire our passengers to help build new relationships.
Andre.
Well, this trip is exactly what I needed, and we certainly created a wonderful friendship.
And Jack and Sarah?
They totally owe us for this.
Oh, that's for sure.
By the way, where are they?
Jack and Sarah are on a bridge taking one last look at the Danube. Jack.
You know, I have to come back once a year, back where it all started.
Sarah.
Someone's confident.
When you find the one.
Jack and Sarah kiss.
Gotta get going.
There's one more thing I want to do.
What's that?
Sarah takes out her phone and dictates a text.
Patricia? I'm quitting.
No. Quitting, not quilting. It's saying quilting.
You can do both later.
Jack takes her phone. Jack and Sarah kiss again. The camera pulls back. Wide shot of Jack and Sarah standing on a bridge that spans the Danube River. Credits.